Ewan doesn't care. He just wants to start. I want to start.
He just wants to unbox his iPhone.
6 hours, bro.
All right, go for it.
Hello, welcome to the Mac Show. Yes, it's a special day. It's stay-at-home day, international stay-at-home day, because everyone from Australia running around the globe to now and then to there and then to Doc is getting their iPhone today or their watch or whatever it is they ordered from Apple. So it's all exciting. I didn't order anything. So there you go.
But you went out and bought something.
Joining me, I've got a great team. I've got another person that I can't show you at the minute. This is AZ. Hello, mate. Oh, hang on, let's just so that's AZ. He's sitting on these patiently on the other side of the thing. He's head of IT for Birmingham City Council. He's got his phone, so he's come down to show it, and he's going to show it against. Have you opened it or not? Double unboxing, boys! Oh, that's going to be cool. So I've got the camera set up for me on the desk. So he's going to just talk for a bit, and then we'll turn the camera around and we'll do his unboxing afterwards, because he's probably as excited as I am. So there we go. But in the normal land, Doc, how you doing, brother?
Good. Early. Good. Hanging in there.
So UPS not delivering this early for you then?
No, I didn't order.
You didn't order a phone?
Nah. I'll give a full explanation inside
this. Did you get a hit on the head from the hurricane? And
kinda, but not really. I'll give the full explanation in the show. I'm keeping you in suspense. Oh, good man.
So did you order a watch?
No.
All right. I feel bad now.
Why?
Because I'm exposing you to my new phone, and you haven't got one. I'm not like that, mate. I'm a generous soul.
I have a relatively new phone.
Oh, okay. Next to him is Adam.
Yep.
Now, you're past UPS delivery, aren't you? It could happen at any time.
It could, but, I mean, it's early, so I'm not expecting anything to show up anytime
soon. What time's your delivery normally?
They show up whenever they show up. I don't know how their pattern works, honestly.
UPS for me is always lunchtime.
Yeah, no, they don't have any set schedule. I mean, they're in my neighborhood like 3 times a day. So it is on the truck. I just don't know which truck or what the pattern is. So sometimes they show up first thing in the morning. Sometimes it's in the afternoon. Sometimes it's late at night. So.
And I feel double bad because Chuck's sat here on the show talking to us and his phone's going to the office. He's at home.
It will be waiting for me that way instead of being disappearing from my porch, so I'm not unhappy about that.
Yeah, true, mate. But I've kept you longer from your phone than I should.
Well, I will have it for a while, so a couple minutes won't matter.
How have you been?
Doing good, doing good. Glad to be back on.
Excellent, mate. And Patrice, in a new setup, mate. Look at that.
Yeah, I'm in my office now, so that's at home. That's pretty good. I seem to be the doc this time around. I mean, last year I didn't order anything, and this time I actually ordered 2 things. So,
right,
that's different.
So it's like, is it 6 a.m. for you? 7 a.m.
No, it's 8:25.
Oh, right, okay. So you could be any time as well.
Usually they show up between 3 and 5 p.m. So
no, it can't.
That's gonna be late.
Well, I went. Now this is the interesting start to it, of course. Is I didn't order anything last week at the 8 a.m. deadline, and I just rolled up to the local Apple store at Touchwood in Solihull, and I said, have you got anything? And he went, yeah, what do you want? So I told him what I wanted, and he went, yeah, we got that, no problem. And I was just like, what? So I got a 256 gold iPhone, Max S. And what did you get? Trees. You need to use the mic, dude.
A new setup,
it's like having Muller back.
A space grey.
You got the space grey one. Yes, that'd be interesting. 256 as well. Yep. Max.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Plus so. Max.
Plus Max. Oh, yeah. Is it plus Max? Is it?
No.
S Max. Like. Oh God. They're all crap names anyway. So let's just get on with it and do the unboxing, shall we? Then we can all relax. So I'll push that out of the way. Let's just move that up a tiny bit. There we go. New phone. I bought an orange, which they assure me this is orange, but that looks more like coral to me. like a pink, but they're saying that's orange. I haven't even opened that as well. That's still sealed. Oh. The thing that's exciting me is I thought the gold finish looked really, really good last week on the keynote. I thought the colour looked lovely. And I'm worried that I'm going to get this open and go, it looks like it came out of a fairground machine.
I hear it's sort of on the brown side of the gold hues.
It's on the shit side of gold.
I think people more refer to it as almost like a bronze than that bronzy gold instead of bright, flashy gold.
I love bronze. I still haven't taken the lid off.
It's yellow gold.
You're ready, boys. I haven't taken the lid off yet.
Yes.
Here we go. Oh, it's not on the top. Look. Got all the gump. Got all the gump. Hello. Hello. Thank you. Yes, hello. Lovely. Here it is. Oh, actually, now then. Well, it doesn't feel slippy. That's a good start. I was going to feel bad about putting, if it was really nice gold finish, I was going to feel bad about it putting it in a case, but actually, I don't. That feels all right. Got all the usual controls, got the one on the left. Well, it's got a SIM slot. I know, I wondered whether I'd have to, you know, tell them to put the SIM slot in and that would be off and running again, but we got a light on. Am I going to struggle to set this up now? Because you guys have done the 10, haven't you? I haven't done the 10.
Which, do you have a phone with NFC in it?
My phone's got NFC in it, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll just put that phone, if you use iCloud backup, you put that phone by the other phone, and then they set each other up, and you're away you go.
But I haven't swapped the SIM over.
You don't have
to. Oh, yeah, you probably, I mean, but it'll set up the phone. I don't know if it'll have cell service or if it...
No.
I mean, you'll have to swap to get cell service, but, if it'll go, it'll connect on your Wi-Fi and set itself up.
We got lots of hello messages. So that's it compared to the 7 Plus. So it's exactly the same size by the looks.
It is 0.04 millimeters shorter and 0.02 inches narrower and 0.04 inches shorter, I think.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I believe a little bit lighter.
Yeah, it's a little bit lighter than even the iPhone 10. At least the 10S is. I'm not sure about the Max. Probably a little bit heavier than the last 10 last year.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. So we got them side by side. Open both phones. It says, do you want to do it? And I said, yeah, hold your camera up to the new phone. Here we go. There we go. It's done. Enter the passcode of your other iPhone. Password for... Why didn't it do password for... why didn't it do the password for the Wi-Fi? That's ridiculous.
Sure, this is fascinating on audio, I bet, too.
No. Okay, fair enough. Good point. But why didn't it automatically set it? If it's just an automatic setup off my phone, why didn't it just do an automatic setup of the Wi-Fi?
It should, actually.
It should, yeah.
No, it didn't. It absolutely didn't.
That's weird.
Yeah. Is that new? Is that security?
No. That's the whole, or half of the whole point of this feature is that you can share Wi-Fi passwords with other devices, even with your friends' devices.
Right, I'm already up to the agreements. Data and privacy, yes. Face ID. Position your face in the camera frame, then move your head in a circle to show all the angles of your face. Get started, here we go. Facing the camera frame. Rotating my head like a gimp.
Too bad we can't see that.
Face ID complete. Move your head slowly to complete the circle again. Yep. Someone should have another camera on me here because I look an absolute moron. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Face we get ID. A little nice view of your tattoos.
So, yeah, no, they're great. I love these tattoos. So they're E and a B for Ellis and Bryony and an E and an S for Ewan and Sharon on the other side.
Nice.
Apple ID password. I did few more grunts there than I've actually got keystrokes. So, for anyone that's listening and can tell my keystroke grunts. Setting up your Apple ID. It's just asked me if I want to use the phone number, and it's showing me my actual phone number. So whether there is a SIM in here already that it's just going to...
Well, there's the eSIM.
There's eSIM.
Okay, yeah. So I can make...
But that isn't enabled yet, and definitely not in the UK. I think it's just FaceTime.
Well, no, the dual SIM FaceTime functionality is not enabled, but, I mean, they could still use the eSIM. They ship with a SIM in them, I think.
The eSIM is not enabled.
No. Yeah, so I'm correcting myself. I believe do you select a fully unlocked phone, Ewan? Like a carrier unlocked?
It didn't say.
Or did you choose a carrier? I didn't give me a choice.
No. It's just from it's a blank phone from the Apple Store.
Okay, here's a better question because Adam asked it wrong. How'd you pay for it? Completely or payments?
Completely in the Apple Store.
It has a SIM in it. Because it's unlocked completely. If you buy a phone full cash, it comes unlocked, SIM already in there. When you activate your account, it writes the information to the SIM.
Hey, Siri.
It can't. You would have to have chosen your carrier because SIMs are carrier dependent, right?
There's not definitely no
SIM. Your SIM can morph into whatever.
Yeah, but there's no...
Hey Siri, what's
the light? Here a physical SIM is carrier dependent, but like when I ordered my phone... I had five options. I had the four major carriers, and then I had no SIM.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm asking you, Ewan, is did you say no SIM, or did you say my carrier is blah, blah, blah when you ordered the phone?
No, there was no carrier discussions at all.
Yeah, their system is different now. But even when I bought my last one, Adam, they said, are you going to buy a straight phone? I was like, yeah. So they didn't ask me my carrier because the straight phone is carrier independent, eSIM oriented. When I went home and it asked me what was my Apple ID, I put that in, then it asked me it automatically figured that out and it wrote itself to AT&T unlocked.
Yeah, that might be the case in the
what
US.
Logo it's is on the SIM inside your phone then? Example. That's what I want you to pop out your SIM and tell me what carrier logo is on your SIM.
There's no SIM tool anymore, is there?
Yeah, because...
No, not you, and I want Doc to do it.
Like, oh, right, okay, sorry.
No, but they never asked me what my carrier is. I don't have a SIM tool anyway, because... Right. But, yeah, I don't think you need to do that crap anymore. I think it's all... It figures it out when you put the thing in.
And there...
All right, I'll check my phone when it arrives today. But, I mean, I bought mine on the payment plan, and I told them it was T-Mobile, so I fully expect a T-Mobile SIM to be in it.
So here's like the interesting thing now. The bottom of the box has got a set of earpods with lightning, a lightning charging cable, and a brick that I will now use in my Sentry boxes because that's the stuff we use when we're on the interchangeable power supplies. And none of that is going to get used because I've got AirPods, I've got wireless charging stations everywhere, and that's it, done and dusted.
Every box I've had since 4 has never had anything taken out of it other than the phone.
Yeah,
it's super funny. I have all of those brand new.
On the eSIM discussion, though, I'm not convinced that the eSIM isn't enabled. I think it's just the dual SIM support that's not it. The DS, I forget they have an acronym for it. But why would they not have the eSIM working? Because they have eSIMs in iPads and they work totally fine, and they have forever.
Hmm.
Well, I'm on the boring screen now where it's restoring from backup, so let's get AZ on camera.
So you could have an eSIM and a physical SIM both working, just not at the same time, and the thing that's being enabled is the ability to have them both active and then switch back and forth between them. That's my understanding. I could be totally wrong. So now I'd be really curious to know if Ewan's phone has a SIM in it, because that would definitively say if the eSIM is working or not, because if you pop that drawer open and there's no SIM, then it's just set up as eSIM.
So, right, that's AZ. Welcome, AZ. first time on the show, but he's been around the shows loads of times.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So I got the Coral Cur, which is not, it says it's orange, but because my logo with my company's orange, that's why I got it. So, right, mate, you got the slate grey, your turn.
Yes. Have you got a blade?
No, you just pull the tab at the top.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no blade required, mate.
I'm going to try and do this because I've got the mic in my hand. I'll try to do it one-handed.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
Is that better?
Yeah, there we go.
And I'll hold the mic. Okay. Ewan, go find a paper clip and see if there's a sim in there.
Why could I hold his mic?
Okay, so this is the XS Max 356 Space Grey. Picked it up this morning at the Birmingham Apple Store, and to be honest, there wasn't much of a line really. So
nice.
Process.
So these things are, they're not in demand as much as I thought they'd be. There was loads of choices at Touchwood.
Yeah.
Have they made more or less people buying?
I also have a feeling that it's not just demand, it's also supply. Because since Apple didn't change too much this year, I think they could produce them way earlier and way more. They weren't bothered with any leaks, I think.
And I've heard more and more people say they want to go to a store and actually see the difference before they buy. So they're putting off purchases.
Now, the slate gray looks nice. I do like that.
The reason why I went for the space grey is because of the dark bezels. I think it looks better than the...
It's like a hematite finish, isn't it? Around the outside.
Okay. Thank you.
I've got to go and find a paper clip.
So the reason why I wanted to upgrade from an 8 Plus is because of the improved portrait mode. So that's one of the main reasons. At the moment, I've got an 8 Plus. I'm a bit disappointed that the new iPhones don't come with a white front. That's what I was hoping for, but I think because of the notch, it wouldn't look as good with a white front.
There's not a lot on show, is there? I look at the front of mine and it's gold, and now it's inside the packet. You can't see anything anyway.
Yeah. So. And I think the notch, I think on the original 10, the notch did stand out a lot, but on this one, it doesn't seem as bad. One other thing I'm going to miss as well is Touch ID, which I really, I do think it's better than Face ID, but we'll see with this one if Face ID is a bit faster.
I can't find a paperclip. We live in a paperless office. I can't find a paperclip.
I thought you had I thought you had saved off one of the nice fancy liquid metal tools.
I did. Yeah, but I've lost it.
Oh, man, that's sad. I lost mine, too. I had one at one point.
Well, it was on the desk, you see, and that's the trouble, is my desk is it's littered with crap, and then I have to try and find it afterwards, and it's probably on here. That's the thing, is I don't lose a lot. I just can't find it.
My favorite thing, too, is when you finally find a paperclip, and then it's one of the plastic-coated ones, so it doesn't fit.
I'm gobsmacked that they haven't given me a tool. Unless I'm just missing it. Is someone...
They stopped that years ago.
Yeah, no, there isn't a tool anymore, is there? There's not even a flimsy, crappy one.
Oh, it's interesting. They still used to ship that last year with the iPhone X in Germany.
Yeah, in the States, they...
Because it has taken the thing apart. People over here don't know how to use them because they don't know how to read instructions. So they take the SIM tray and then come to the Apple Store and blame the geniuses. So everyone's like, screw you, no more key.
Well, and plus it was always in the, even when they included one, it was in the packaging where like a lot of people threw them away. Just like a lot of people threw away the Lightning to 3.5 millimeter adapter. Because it was like on the back of the packaging. Like
I've got like,
I didn't even see it.
I have got like 10 30 pin power chargers here.
Send them my way. I have like one left for my original iPhone.
No, I'll gladly send it because I have loads of them. They're kicking about in this office. I never throw cabling away. I'm a
cost $65 to send a 10-cent cable.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd check. I might check eBay if I was you first, Adam.
Yeah. But...
Did you guys know?
We got AZ doing the headset. I can't miss this. Come on, mate, do it again. It's finished. Oh, I did get it though. So Sorry, Adam, go ahead.
Did you know there's like, I didn't know there was until I did my my Patreon thing. There's international like letter postage now. So you pay one rate and it doesn't matter where you send a letter. It's that price anywhere in the world.
That's pretty cool. I'm not sure I'm ever going to use it.
But it's only for letters, you know, so like.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever you're shipping, you got to fit in a regular standard envelope.
Or a cable.
Under 1 ounce. Anywho.
So it hasn't set up Apple Pay. It hasn't set up Apple Pay for me. No. It hasn't automatically set up Apple Pay. I've got to do that again.
Yes, you have.
Because it hasn't got the card number, has it? Of course.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's a security thing, yeah.
The chat room says this SIM eject tool is in this envelope with the stickers.
There's an envelope with stickers.
Oh. Yeah, in the back.
Might have this working then in a minute. There's a sticker. I've got a sticker. I've got an Ola. I got an ejector tool. Thank you.
Is it the little paper clippy one?
No, it's a really nice one.
It's the liquid metal.
It's a little.
Yeah. We are in space.
Oh, right. So my phone's setting up. So
his phone is setting up, so he's getting the notification that a new account.
So now everyone knows my Apple ID. Thank you, Apple, you bastards. You absolute bastards. There we go. Sorry, you're all back. Yeah, no, I've got a. I went to show you, and then I realized I wasn't on camera.
Yeah, like that's never been shown on the show before.
There we go. Well, no, I've blurred it before, I think. So. And Doc's disappeared. Where's Doc gone? Doc, you there?
Yeah, I think he dropped
off. I've been on at least two other shows where your Apple ID was exposed. That I can remember.
Did I cover it up?
No.
Oh, shit. maybe it was one of the ones where I was drunk. I think Skype has just quit and cut Doc off. Apologies, brother. Where's he gone? Oh, that's loud.
Well, the newest version of Skype does seem to be loud on the not announcements.
Is Patrice using a Nessie?
He is. Yeah.
Cool. Haven't seen one of those in a while.
Yeah, I've been using a Nessie for forever.
It's cool.
I'm actually ready to upgrade
to
something else. I just don't like the background noise it captures.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Really? No, he's not, because he's just calling me a lying cow.
Well, he was unavailable because
he was calling me. Right, okay, sorry. Yeah. I have no idea what happened there, Doc. If I cut you off, I apologize profusely.
Evil. This is evil.
Right. I have a SIM tool.
Your stuff is still up on line 6 or whatever that is. I don't know. 5.
Oh, right. Line 5 is not on anymore. Shouldn't be seeing it. Anyway. But it's sad that you saw that because that means I've got loads of editing to do now. So I have a SIM tool, so I'll get my SIM out. Siri wants to help me with something, but how do I tell her to bugger off?
Swipe up.
No SIM installed. So if I push that, do I need to switch off to change the SIM?
No.
You don't have to, but...
No, I never do.
It doesn't matter. There's not enough electricity going to the SIM to do anything. Sorry. Old people from San Diego.
I've got to change the SIM.
It'd be cool if it was an Apple branded SIM. If it's got an Apple logo on it, then that'd be sweet.
I've upset Ellis deeply because he said
he's not getting your old phone.
If you get a new phone, then I can have your old phone. Yeah. And then I said, I'm not getting a new phone. He said, well, I want a phone. So what about if I give you 150 quid and then you can get me the 10R? I said, 750 quid, Ellis. I am not giving you a £600 phone. So I said to him, right, you save half, and I'll pay the other half.
Oh, that's generous.
Okay. So he said, yes, all right, I'm going to save half. So now I've bought this, I'm going to give this to Sharon. Sharon 6 is going to go to Bryony because she needs her first new first phone next year. And Ellis is still going to have to buy half of his.
Hey, you're more generous than I am. My kids, I mean, they get the hand-me-downs, but if they want anything new, they have to go out of pocket 100%.
I've agreed to buy him a 10R, providing he saves half.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. You're generous. In my house, the kids would have to save the full amount.
He's got a paper round. He earns 80 quid a month on paper rounds. He earns a tenner a week from me from washing the cars and backing them both out. So he can get up to 300 quid if he just knuckles down. The problem with him is Fortnite, V-Bucks. That's where he falls down. Mm. Yeah.
My daughter's just watched me unbox the Mac live.
Oh,
and cool. She sent me a text message saying, don't sell the old phone.
Don't sell your phone.
Yeah, my old one. I think she wants it.
The 8. Now, actually, that would be pretty good. If you can hold them up, mate. What's the comparison size on 8 versus... So is that the 8? Was there an 8 Plus? Yeah.
No, he had the Plus as well, right?
There we go. Yeah. So that's actually... So it's a little bigger. Just pull back a little bit, mate. Oh, no, it's the same size. Same size. Yeah, that 0.00001 nanometer that Adam was talking about.
0.04 and 0.02 inches difference in the two dimensions.
It's kind of sad that you memorized that, dude.
Well, the odd thing is because the 10 and the 10S are exactly the same size and thickness, which means your cases still work.
Mm-hmm. I've read that not all cases might work, though, because apparently the camera bump is different.
Even
a little bit, too.
Yeah.
The camera bump is off by a super, super small amount. It's kind of crazy, but it will jack up some cases.
Really? So you're going to have to buy it? That's naughty.
They could have just not put in a new camera and had nothing to show.
Well, I mean,
Apple's cases must work because Apple is not selling. You cannot buy a 10 case from Apple anymore. They only sell a 10S case.
Apple cases work, but when you look at the perimeter around the camera, you can see a slightly different fit. It's off to the left now, and then there's a gap on the right side. It's a minuscule gap. But
it's not affecting the camera.
It passed the Johnny test, put it that way.
Well, I'll know whenever mine arrives because I'm not getting a new case this time around. I want to actually go in and look at some of the new colors. The new lighter blue color interests me, but I want to see it first.
Or you could know because me and Patrice told you and you trust us because we've been doing this together for how many years?
What? No, I trust you about the camera thing.
I'm joking.
You know about the colors?
I'm joking.
I was talking about the colors of the cases.
The coral color that you and Got will go over really big here. That color is very popular in Hawaii.
But that's orange. That's the silicone, right? Or silicone?
Yeah, that's the silicone one. But they're saying that this is orange.
No, I don't think it's not orange.
He called it something else. I swear that's probably the salespeople saying that. I swear in the keynote he said something else, and I think he said coral.
Well, I think that's coral. You look at that picture, that's coral to me. And I held it against the pink one, and it's not pink.
Because that's the same color they have in the 10R.
Yeah.
But it's
pink. Salmon.
Salmon. Yeah.
Coral.
Now I've got to put all my passwords in for me emails.
It's called Nectarine.
You don't sync your email stuff through iCloud?
Yeah, it should be. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm pissed off. It's still doing a pile of updates at the minute. The screen is massive. I have to say, that feels amazing as a screen. It's huge.
Yeah, I've been telling you that for like a year.
Looking forward to comparing it to the 10 later.
It's even bigger now, though. I mean, Doc, so you're talking,
10S Max, so I've got even bigger yet. So
Max, that's right.
So it's massive. It's doing all the games.
While you guys are oozing, I'm going to give you the reason why I didn't order.
Why didn't you order then? Go on it.
Yeah.
All right, so after the show is over and listening to all you guys and putting my excitement away, I rewatched the keynote and I noticed something for the first time in the keynote history that is extremely unlike Apple. And I won't say it bothered me, but it wowed me. Ewan is very good at pointing out at how much they come in and beat themselves on the chest about the numbers. Mm-hmm. They really, really dive into the numbers. Even in the camera, they dive into the numbers. This has, you know, this pixel density versus that pixel density, and we're using special unicorn piss-coated glass to do this, this, and this. And this go-round, they didn't brag at all. When your most braggadocious friend stopped bragging, he did something. So it was really weird. Like, it was almost surreal that they didn't get in details. And the reason why, and the reason probably also why the keynote was that much shorter, is because there's really not that big a difference other than the Bionic going from 11 to 12 and the camera differences with a couple little lens upgrades. So for this one particular time, even the Bionic, if you look at the specs, and we're not going to know until I stand next to Jerome this afternoon and do the test, you're not even going to notice that big a difference in speed other than for face, Face ID, which mine works great because I'm cuter than Adam.
For anything machine learning or AR, you will notice a difference, I'm pretty sure.
I don't really use AR because I just turned 52 last week and chasing Pokemon is not my thing. And so, I mean, I don't really use AR other than to measure stuff when I'm doing, you know, custom cabinets or whatever. And
I hope you're not using that measure app for custom cabinets.
Dude, for rough-in, it's rough accurate. Okay, I'm pretty tripped out by that. For just general rough-in, like, I just need to know that the room is basically, you know, 8 foot by, you know, 20 feet, whatever. That works. The actual measurements, we use, like, high-end tools for that.
It can get within 6 inches pretty good.
So it's close enough. So, honestly, though, I took that into effect, and then I thought about, like, I just spent like $35,000 on a remodel, and I just bought a brand new fully loaded iMac, and I'm going to Japan next month, and I'm like, I can sit on it. It's not even next month. It's like in 3 weeks. So I'm like, I can sit on it for 3 weeks, wait until I feel it in my hand. I just got my new gimbal, see how it works in a new gimbal. And if I still want one, I can buy one, but I didn't feel the need to buy one today.
Hey, I can put it this way. You know, I just paid, what is it, almost $1,200 in an upgrade to get adaptive depth of field. I mean, let's be honest about it. That's what I paid for.
I guess that's the other thing that kind of jacked me up. I love my iPhone cameras, and I've always loved my iPhone cameras. But recently, I got A7 III and I got my A7 II over here, and I started shooting more, and it really was like, man, do I want to buy a new lens or do I want to buy a new phone? And of course I could just say both, but that's stupid. So I'm like, I'm going to buy a new astro shooting lens, which is basically the price of the phone, a Tokina Firin and a Hoya red intensifier. If you guys don't know about Hoya red intensifiers, oh my god, you got to get one. It's super, super amazing. But so regular shooting also starting to bother me about, you know, wanting to grab a new phone right away. So I figure this might be the first time in history I skip a gen. But you know, we'll give it a couple weeks after I go stick the new phone in my gimbal this afternoon. If it works and I like it better, maybe I'll buy one.
Am I the only one on the upgrade program? Because that just makes it so easy to do it, whether you think it's super compelling or not.
I went on the upgrade program. I've always bought outright, and it's only because, like, actually financially right now, things are a little tight. So, but I mean, that changes. That's just part of being self-employed. That's not a complaint. It's just, you know, the way work has been trending and stuff like that for me recently. You know, it's just like, I don't want to spend all that money right now. I could have, but it would have made things uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So
I just joined the upgrade program as well.
I thought about the upgrade program, and then I just thought, that's silly. I'm paying loads more than I need to have that. So I'm just going to go with what I've got. And I know I can upgrade next year. I'll just upgrade in 2 years. But in another year, probably Bryony will want a better phone. Hers will be failing. So...
Yeah. But that's the thing, you don't pay anything more.
Right. So the minute, and then my plan is the minute that the cash comes in, I'm just going to pay it off. Mm-hmm. So And there's no penalty to pay it off, and you don't have to turn it back in. That was my main thing, because we hand phones down in my household.
That's, so that was a big thing for me as well. Yeah.
You know, three people.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't have to buy out of it. I mean, if you keep paying it for the 24 months or you just pay it off right away, then you can keep it. So you only have to hand it in if you want to upgrade after a year, because now you're basically starting a new loan.
There is one weird thing. I don't know if they offered it to you guys in the UK, but at least here in the States, they have another program that's not the iPhone upgrade program. They call it like the iPhone payment program, and it's 24 payments. As near as I could tell, the only difference between the two was on the payment plan, you don't turn in the phone at the end of the 24 months, and you're not forced to pay for AppleCare. But I think... Mm-hmm. The programs run identically, so that was interesting.
As far as I know, even with the upgrade program, you don't have to turn it in correct. If you pay it off in full.
That is correct, and I checked with Apple support. I checked the terms of service. So that's what's interesting about this other option that I think is new this year. I don't remember it being there. So you have the iPhone upgrade program, and then you have the iPhone like payment program or something like that.
Yeah, but the payment program, Adam, you'd have to pay more on that because you're keeping the phone as opposed to the upgrade program where you just...
Nope, this is exactly the same because both programs after 24 months, you pay for the phone.
They're identical.
So, and the other program is actually cheaper because you don't have to pay for AppleCare because you're not turning the phone in. So the reason they make you pay for AppleCare is because they're expecting you to turn in a phone that they're going to resell and they need that phone to be in good condition. So you got to buy the insurance on it, basically.
So those are basically, I think, the only difference, or I think there are like three differences. It's the not needing to buy AppleCare. It's not needing to enable Find My iPhone, as far as I know. And then that you can't upgrade after a year if you want to. I mean, you could still buy a new phone after a year, but it's not part of the plan.
But you could just buy a new phone on another iPhone payment program. So it's just weird. Right. It's weird.
Yep. It is.
Yeah.
This is also the danger, though. You know, the program's great, right, for people who are going to pay the whole thing off or you know, that sort of thing. But I think it's also very dangerous in the fact that this is part of what's enabling Apple to keep increasing prices, right? Because I've heard from so many people that are saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and upgrade because it's only another $10 a month, right? So it's really hiding. What I don't like about it is from a lot of people who, you know, just don't understand. I don't understand or don't care. I don't know. It feels dangerous because, you know, this is like what I would do with my kids, is like making sure they understand what things cost. And and to me, that's important. And I think for a lot of people, it hides what things actually cost.
Apple equivalent of the subsidy system, because that has, I mean, even since the first iPhone, that has always been the case that you wouldn't pay full price. You at least had an option to not pay full price. So I don't think
the thing I'm thinking is that the upgrade program offers people not to be locked in for 2 years. That's a big attraction.
That's the good part. Yes. That's the good part. But, and it's an interest-free loan, and that's the good part too. But
there are risks.
I think there's a certain amount of the price hikes that Apple have been putting in the last few years, which is to try and drive people towards that program, because that program then ensures loyalty. And that's the big... That's the big picture of the
scheme.
I think it's the part. It is it. Apple is about locking you into the ecosystem.
Oh, I think so. I think it's also about jacking up the price and not having consumers shy away from it. It's more money in Apple's pocket.
AZ, like a first timer, AZ sitting politely waiting to get invited to speak, and it's not going to happen.
Didn't Tim Cook say the iPhone was only $1 a day?
I don't know if he said that.
In an interview recently, he said it was quite reasonable. If you work out the cost, it's about $1 a day.
I think that was on Good Morning
America. I think his maths is a bit shit.
I think I was going to say, that's pretty bad math for a CEO.
If you keep it for 4 years,
See, what you're saying is absolutely correct, because that even works in a play for car manufacturers, right? A lot of times, a lot of the car manufacturers, you know, they do self-financing now, right? You go through GMAC, you end up being a GM guy for your whole life, because when you go to swap that car and to get the next car, you're kind of already pre-approved. as long as you're not going to go buy something crazy and you're sort of replacing the vehicle where you came from, your payments are roughly the same, everything. So that's been the known quantity for quite a long time. So that does make a lot of sense.
This is car salesman stuff. You know, this is, you're it in is. There, the car's too expensive, you're about to walk away, and the car salesman guy goes, well, what is it going to take? You know, what do you need to pay a month? Let me just tweak the numbers so that, you know, you're still paying more than, you know, you can afford, but we'll make it so you think you can afford it. That's the danger, in my opinion, to consumers. So, Adam,
one of the things that absolutely chaps my nads, though, is the subsidy program in U.S. was only about 3.5-4 years long, but that was long enough to completely erase the StarTech and the brick phone and all the other, even the Nokia 3660 from people's memory. Because now people say, I am not paying $1,000 for a phone. You've always paid $1,000 for a phone.
I just paid $1,249.
They were always between $799 and basically $1,100. And from all the way back to when cell phones came out, like even when I worked at Radio Shack and I sold a 3-piece, that was $1,200. You know, where you had the pack, the little thing on your hip. Chuck knows. You had the little thing on your hip, the telephone cord. You know, and it's funny, but that subsidy program that came from iPhone 2 to about iPhone 4 got everybody on phones at $200. And I'm like, they've never been $200.
Right. You're proving my point is people don't know what things cost and they don't realize what they cost because the cost.
It amazes me. This is grown folks, not kids. I mean, grown adults. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
You have to be an adult about these things, whether you go for the car, whether you're going for the phone. Mm-hmm. Whether you're going for the house, you know, at some point you got to do the math, and that's on you. I'm sorry. I agree, Chuck. I totally agree.
But I'm just pointing out the dangerous side of this stuff, right? Because we're all adults, and a lot of the people I know are adults. But you know, look at the financial crisis that we went through with home loans, and it's the same
caused problem. By adults.
People are stupid.
Mm-hmm. Caused by adults.
Yeah, caused by adults.
and they do get coerced by programs like this in, you know, and it's not just Apple, you know, this is just a problem in general. So
it's a cultural thing for the U.S. because, you know, I'm lucky that half of my culture is Japanese by just being around it, and they don't buy jack on credit, you know. So that whole half of my family, the whole concept of going out and buying something on credit is insane. They're looking like,
I'm in agreement there.
I think that's why I've always bought outright myself.
Well, I'm in agreement there because one of the things that I've got is I don't owe anyone anything. So, you know, I live and die by my own income. If I've got money in the bank, I've got money in the bank. If I haven't, I haven't, and that's the end of it. But I don't go into credit and stuff. And that's what I'm trying to, again, that's one of the things I'm trying to get into Ellis is, I'll buy you a phone if you save half. Because that's an incentive for him to save rather than to get into a culture of, well, why don't you buy it and then I can give you half? No.
But you can't skip past you owe me a bottle of whiskey.
who owes me a bottle of whiskey from last night? Oh, no, that was Patrick. I hate dyslexia. I really hate dyslexia sometimes because he put a picture of a lens up that he was, I read it as he was thinking of buying it. I went, save your money, buy this one for 300 quid less. I'll take 10%, 30 quid bottle of whiskey will do. Thanks very much, mate. And he went, I spent months researching that lens. And I still hadn't clocked. And I said, well, I've saved you a lot of heartache there, mate. Tough. My job in this room is to stop you making wanky choices on camera gear. And he went, no, I've bought it.
Whoops.
Shit. I feel really bad now. Yeah, well done. That's shit, mate. Don't buy that. I already have.
Adam, by the way, we had the discussion earlier about following your UPS car, truck.
Oh,
I just got an email that I can do that.
Do it. Where is it?
Yeah. Nice.
Where's your truck? Where's your truck, man?
It's on the other side of the highway here in Phoenix. So it's still far enough away that I don't expect it to show up anytime soon.
Okay. That's bad news. Bad news. I really wanted another unboxing. So we've had two, though. Two in one show can't be bad. Got to be a record.
No, that was good.
That's probably a record.
Now, the only thing I've got as a bit of a gripe, really, I suppose, more than anything, is that I've had a go with my emoji.
Mm-hmm.
And according to my emoji, I look like friggin' Geppetto out of Pinocchio.
Are you talking about Memoji?
Memoji, there we go. My emoji, Memoji.
Well, you created that. You get to pick.
Yeah. Well, that's the best I can get. And that bad. Really, what do I look like Geppetto out of Pinocchio?
What, yeah, the phone? In real life.
Yeah, you're
doing a little bit.
Are you confused? Yeah. You don't know which one's talking at the moment, AZ. Is that
yeah, that's it.
Is they look very similar. Does that look like me?
Yeah.
Yeah, or drunk Einstein. Look at producer's poster.
The hair's a little higher than it should be, but other than that, yeah, you got the right glasses.
It's close enough.
Gee, you bastards. I let you in my office. It's official. I'm either Father Christmas or friggin' Geppetto.
Mine is relatively spot on, but not. The glasses are not exactly right.
Right, now the other problem then, because this is a serious problem, because I do this shed loads. It is a massive part of my working life. How do I take a screenshot? Because I haven't got my home button anymore for the double button press.
It's the top volume up and the side button at the same time.
Volume up and side button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There we go. Now that's full training right there.
Super simple.
Well, it isn't until you know.
No, I'm saying it's better.
I always somehow managed to do volume down and side button because I forget.
Yeah,
it pisses me off every time.
Honestly, and I hope that changes with the Mac. That's my biggest issue with the current 10 design. I constantly take screenshots just by accident.
So it's not as bad. I feel
it takes a.
Sorry, Patrice. I do apologize.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, man.
The other,
I don't feel as bad now because Dot looks like Uncle Phil out of Fresh Prince.
The other one you're really gonna need.
Is that Uncle Phil or what?
Yep.
A bit younger.
That is Uncle Phil.
The other one that you're really gonna need to know, Ewan, is how to hard reset it.
Oh, go on.
I need to look it up because I think it's volume up, volume down, and then hold the side button.
Yeah.
So you don't hold two buttons at the same time. It's up, down, side, and hold.
You guys are watch this. I'm going to only two buttons. You just hold it and you wait. And this, there you go.
No. But you need the one where it goes off again. So it goes off again and goes back to the Apple logo then. Here we go. AZ's doing it. He's brave. He's brave. I'm not brave enough to do that.
Now you're calling.
He's just called the police.
Stop. You're calling the cops.
It's the sound of the police.
Don't you know black people would never call the cops? Or maybe in the U.S. In the U.K. In the U.S., I'll get shot in my own room.
Yeah. Hard reset, volume up, volume down, and then holding the side button.
Oh, this is like a college course now. Hold on.
So I want to know about Doc's trick. So, Doc, were you holding both buttons and the side button at the same time? Because if you just hold the side button, that's where you're going to get the SOS.
No, I'm holding up and down at the same time.
So you're mashing all three down all at the same time.
No, yeah, that's what I did.
Just holding up and screen lock.
He's just holding up and screen lock. Right, yeah. Okay.
No, that will, if you keep doing that will call the cops.
He's just done that.
I just hold it until the screen pops up and then I slide it over.
That's not how Apple says to do it.
No, it's Apple.
If you just hold these two, look, the side is
do,
not.
Do a hard reset where the Apple logo comes up. No, that's not it. That's switching it off. That's not a hard reset, dude. That's a soft reset.
I use the beta, so I've never had the hard reset on my phone because I've always done it down.
No, so hard reset is where you get the Apple logo comes up.
I think this is actually proving something.
What?
That it's not a very good way to do it.
No, it's not. No. It's horrible.
There's going to be a lot of calls to the police.
But it does prove something that's very good to have a phone for like a year and have never had the hard reset it. I mean, never hard reset the phone once.
I had to a couple of times, especially on the betas.
Even in the beta, that's really weird. So that's good. That means Apple stepping the game up.
Yeah. So to be clear, for people who are listening who might want to actually know how to really hard reset, volume up, volume down. So you press volume up, press volume down. Don't hold them in. Just press, and then hold the side button until you see the white Apple logo.
Yep.
It's the thing is, I've paid £1,200 for a phone, but I need a £2,500 college course. to run the damn thing.
You'll get
I've just realised as well, because I set my alarm at the office using my phone. I've significantly got a proportion of problems now that I might not be able to set the alarm tonight when I leave.
Just tell Siri.
Siri shortcuts.
No, Siri. So I've got a Loxone alarm system here, and it won't interface with Siri. They've deliberately shut it down. And the guy who owns Loxone is like, if we don't talk to anyone else, we haven't got any security issues, which is a fair point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I just did what Adam said, and my phone did not hard reset. It just shut off.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, then you didn't.
You got to hold it down until you see the white Apple logo. It takes a long time.
Keep pressing.
Old fellas, until you see the whites of their Apple logos.
Man,
fellas,
shut up. Chuck's got a serious question.
No, how are you doing on like downloading from iCloud and getting everything back up? How far along are you?
Well, I've stopped getting like the I'm doing something circles unwinding. Oh, no, I haven't. I've got shed loads of them. So it's just finishing off the games, and then it's got a few other applications to go. Luckily, it's got Golf Clash in, which is like one of my staple games, so that's important. I might have to sign into that. I've got a load more things here that I thought I'd deleted as well, like iMovie's back, and I'd got rid of that.
Another tip for people that they may or may not know when it's doing that, if you need access to an app, if you go in and just tap on it, it'll re-rank it in the priority, and that'll be the next app that'll update.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. But this is less than an hour, and you've got most of it, or a lot of it back, so that's...
Yeah, no, phone's usable. I mean, the phone was usable within 20 minutes, so that's pretty cool. It's just not got every single app in, but there's a fair few apps in there, so... but what has happened is my 7 has reset. So that'll be a new phone for Sharon when we get back in 20 minutes.
That's definitely, definitely sweet if you haven't played with it yet. Well, of course you haven't played with it yet. No, Siri Shortcuts is amazing. It changes.
So explain to me what Siri Shortcuts is going to do for me, Doc.
Anyway. I haven't. I need the same thing because I
haven't played with it.
Okay, cool.
I know it's cool. Whatever. I know I can do shit with it. But what is it? Go on.
It basically takes the type of things that I'm trying to unlock my phone and wonder why it's not working with my face because I hard reset it. Damn it. You got to type it in. Anyway, it basically just, did you play with workflow when it was out?
No.
Yeah. So then it may or may not do anything for you. But like, I used to use workflow a lot. So for instance, now, one of the things I do is I log water, right? And then so I can just say, hey, Siri, log water. And the thing pops up and it asks me how many ounces real quick. And I give it the answer and then it's logged. And it allows you to put vocal commands to things that you do all the time. One thing that didn't work before, which will work now, and hopefully I'm not on the sweary podcast, but like here's the phone sitting there. Hey, Siri, play Castro.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, so you go straight to Casco now.
Mm-hmm.
Like before, you couldn't do that. So what happened is your apps that don't say any bad words. Your apps that you enable, if you go into your settings, right, your little gearbox over here, right? So you go there, right? And then you go down to where it says Siri and search, right? So you go there. The second line says... all shortcuts. And so here's a, for instance, it suggested to me that I add a shortcut for call Tyson Mir here. That's my homie. That's my neighbor right next door. It asked me if I want to, in my WeChat, send a message to my Premier League group where I basically yell at a bunch of Liverpudlians all day.
Okay.
And now I can make a shortcut for that. I won't have to open WeChat. I can literally say, you know, the shortcut for that is yell at WhatsApp, you know, and then it'll pop up and I'll be like, ah, look, Manchester's killing, Liverpool sucks, blah, blah, blah. And then like now it says send, my other shortcut is literally send a ha, ha, ha to Ewan Rankin and Adam Christensen.
Well, I hadn't realized. I thought that was the most sense we got out of you, not Siri.
So like literally I can change that shortcut to, you know, be there in 5 because it normally by the time the alarm goes off at 4:45 and I wake up and put my pants on and come downstairs, Ewan goes, are you coming? And I'm always exactly the same minutes late because that's how long it takes to go down the elevator in the morning and unlock the whole, I have to unlock the entire office suite just to get to my office. And security always looks at me like, who's this guy unlocking the building so early in the morning?
Which, yeah, I just don't understand some of the suggestions because some of them seem redundant. Like, you know, call in your buddy. You can just, you can already say, hey, lady, call Tyson.
You can, right? But you can change the wording. It doesn't have to be what you wanted to say. I like right now, mine would say, call Adam Christensen. I can change it to call Mattcast. Or I can tell it now because FaceTime, I can FaceTime four people.
If your contact says Mattcast, that would work.
But I mean, you could say, call San Diego dude.
Okay, sorry. I get it.
I can say, call BTN crew, and they will literally FaceTime all five of you right now. Well, six of you right now. You understand? Okay. Like, you can't do that prior to Siri shortcuts. I can't make a six-person phone call with a single voice command. But now you can make a six-person phone call with a single voice command. So it seems like it's redundant, but it's not because you can switch things around. And you don't have to do kludgy things like edit your contact list. Like you can
Here's the number one problem with that for me. I'm old and getting older. I'm going to forget like all the commands. I'm going to set them up.
Well, no, you just set up commands that you use regularly.
Oh,
okay. Crud. So I was saying, you can ignore calling people if you're old, but it connects to your apps now. So, and again, this didn't always work. Yeah. So for instance, I can tell it new note, and instead of doing it in notes, it's going to do it in Bear. Right.
Right.
Cause I use Bear. I can also say, hey Siri, what is that star? And just hold my, stop Siri. And then just hold my phone straight up to the sky. And it's going to tell me that right now you're looking at Uranus. And, you know, I know to set my camera up in 10 degrees to the right and I got Milky Way, you know, so like it does things that it didn't do before. And when you stop curmudgeoning, you'll find out. That
so go on, Doc, call us all. Do the thing you've just said.
I didn't lock it in yet, but I can do it right now.
All right.
While he's setting that up, I did set it up for Carrot Weather, so I can say, you know, get extended forecast, and it'll give me the weather from Carrot rather than Apple's built-in weather app. So, yeah, I get it. It's useful. I'm curious how much I will
really
use
good
it.
Stuff too.
Talk about needing a college course, though. I mean, shortcuts, and which is what Siri shortcuts drives, is that's going to be like a whole learning curve in and of itself. Mm-hmm. But it's cool that you have that much power now. I agree with you, Doc.
Adam, I'm curious. You're saying that you're worried about not being able to remember all these commands, and yet you remember the dimensions of the new phone.
Exactly. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, you're right. Here's my problem is I remember obscure, dumb stuff. I don't remember the stuff that I should remember.
I have the same issue. I can't remember names and stuff.
Yeah, talk to anybody in my family and they'll be like, why do you know that? Like, I have a Cliff Clavin disease is what it's called, I believe.
Oh, right now. Oh, Jesus, no. All the screens have gone back.
We told me to do it. Never
mind. No, I know. I didn't realize all the screens were going to go up. So there we go. There's Doc. Doc's gone. Where's Doc gone?
Because I just thought I was about to kill you.
I didn't get called. He left me out.
I didn't press the button yet.
Oh, come on.
So how about you switch everything back and then you call me and then we'll add Patrice and then we'll add Adam.
Oh, I don't know. Hang on. Let me get everyone back first.
Is everybody on iOS 12?
Yep.
This has gone horrific.
Did you update yet, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm on 12.
So who have I got a call?
Anybody.
Call anybody?
Yeah.
Just one person?
Yeah, and then you can add to that.
But that wasn't the
point. Hey Siri, FaceTime Doc Rock.
I didn't set it up
making
yet.
Making a FaceTime call to Doc Rock.
It's so cool with a British voice.
Right, so we've got Doc. Are you going to add the other people to the call then or something?
Let me see if I can. So we go here and then...
This is
conversation with you.
Again, this is going to be the best audio podcast you've ever done, Ewan.
look, it's keying Doc. It's keying Doc on the phone.
Because of my background.
Yeah.
How is it keying me? That's awesome. Pretty cool.
Because I'm being keyed.
Yeah.
I got it now. It took me a minute.
You know, actually, let's talk about that because I know it was Rene Ritchie took a picture with his new phone and put the phone screen next to the live background and was commenting how accurate the color is. And so the fact that keying coming from Doc's camera through the phone and into your environment, I mean,
well, no, that's, I mean, some good, that's steady on.
I mean, I know you have a wider thing, but I mean,
there you go. There's a green pet bottle. It doesn't, and the two aren't. I'll hold it next to the color. It's not the same as.
Well, but
the spectrum of what will key is fairly broad. The problem that keying tends to have is when you've got like light and shade, and it's trying to get. So that's a here you go. There's a dark green cable with an Ethernet adapter on. So it's, you know, if you've got significant changes, then fair enough. But it doesn't have to be. I think that's a bit of fanboyism there because it doesn't have to be that accurate. As long as it's similar, it'll key.
But yeah, I mean, the point being the display is pretty good in terms of its color accuracy.
It is. It's an excellent display. I'm not saying it's not, but what I'm saying is the use of keying as an example of how good it is not a great example. Yeah. There's better examples. I need to get out and take some photos. And the thing that... because when I was thinking about, shall I get this, shall I not get it? Magic Man put a chat room and said, oh, I'm stuffed it. I'm going for the 12 Max this morning in the Slacker. I thought, yeah, go up and see if there is. If there's something in the store, then it's meant to be in it. And
they'll be in the store.
Yeah, no. But I was sitting thinking, well, what do you use it for? And I use it tons for work. And I think the one thing that maybe sets me apart from some general users is the fact that I know how to use it to get the most from it. So people have sent me stuff and said, oh, could we get this blown up and put on our wall? And it's a shitty picture that they've taken on their iPhone. And you're like, good as a camera as it is, I can't do anything with that because it's too poor to start with. Whereas I actually get it to work quite heavily on site and I improve the quality of the image very well, though I say so myself. And I also have the best possible, I'm the dog's bollocks when it comes to upscaling. And three of my customers have got pictures from my iPhone that cover walls at 10 feet because I know how to do those things properly. And I think that was one of the things that said, look, you know, you'll get the most out of this camera. You'll get the most out of this phone. You do use the camera heavily on site when you're out working. So there is a good justification there. And that was why I played it in my head. And that's the way I'm going to play it to the wife when I get home tonight.
Yeah.
But for some reason, you're not showing up.
He's dead to you.
Just a comment on, if for people are trying to go into the store to get a phone, I'm assuming that the pre-order trend, what happens in store is going to follow the pre-order trends, which is that they will sell out of, the first thing that they're going to sell out of is the thing that is the newest, meaning it's going to be the iPhone XS Max in the gold color in the 512 size.
No.
Because those are all three new things. And so that's what the fanboys go for. And that seems to be what sold out the fastest online as well.
No, there was absolutely sod all available this morning in 64 and everything in 128 and 256 was available.
There's no 128.
Not 128, 256 and 512. 64 right. Was sold out across the board in absolutely everything. There was nothing available. And
is that because they made less of them, though, maybe?
I don't know, but the stock was...
That's always the issue with this discussion. You never know how many they actually had.
And that's a function of price, too. I got to believe that the people that want the new cool thing are going to go for the most affordable if they're buying it in the store.
That's not what happened on pre-orders, for sure. I mean, and just in my people in, at least in my audience, I heard from almost everybody I heard from was like, I'm getting a 512 XS Max. And I was blown away because I'm like, wow, that's a lot to invest. And I think there's so many people that don't need that much storage. Like, I wish there was a 128 option because I don't need 256 is what I learned, because I got a 256 in the 10 and I have not, I have 180 gigs free.
Yeah, you don't need a 256, definitely. I've got a 256 and they offered me a 512 and I'm like, no, pointless, don't need it, won't take it.
I mean, I can't do a 64. 64 is too small. And unfortunately, too, this year, the jump from 64 to 256 is $150 instead of $100, I think.
Yeah. Don't call me again,
Doc. It was the same last year, by the way.
Oh, it was last year also?
Magic Man in the chat room is saying, good luck with that, Ewan. Sharon will see through it, though. Maybe a slightly soiled one-year-old iPhone may help. Except it's two. What do you think? No? In my view, says Bob, to get the most out of the Shortcuts app, you really need to understand some basic programming concepts like loops, conditionals, and variables. That's probably a really good statement, actually.
As a programmer, to get the most, I would agree that that helps. The one advantage is that in the Shortcuts app, they have like the pre-done stuff. And it's fairly easy for most people to go in and tweak, and people can share their shortcuts, I'm pretty sure. So I think you're going to have people making some really cool stuff where it's like, okay, just go into this step and that step and change the URL here and change this, you know, this app there. And now you've got your own version. So
it's already in the Frog Gallery.
This is going to be Doug's scripts all over, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Basically. Absolutely.
Yeah. No, yeah.
So yes, but you're going to have brilliant programmers who are going to make really complex, cool stuff. And then, you know, the rest of us can just benefit from it.
Do you know what? I really want to make a script up that no matter what you say, it shows you cinemas in your local area.
You can do that. You can absolutely do that.
No matter what you say, or if you ask for somewhere, it tells you the name of the exact road that you've asked for in Zimbabwe. Or somewhere that's the opposite side of the planet.
That would be funny.
Apple already made that, I thought.
how long have we been going? We've been going for an hour and 6 minutes. So we should probably bring it to a close, I suppose. But is there anything from the keynote? Because we didn't do a keynote show. Sorry about last week, everyone. But I just pulled work at the very last minute, which I couldn't turn down. Is there anything, because you guys haven't got phones yet or anything, let's just have a quick chat about the watch. What did you think from the watch from the keynote? Because I've got to say, I've seen a few today out on Twitter, and I really like the look of it. It looks significantly better in the larger size with the lower bezel. I think it's a massive, massive improvement on what was really a fairly fugly piece of equipment.
So that's probably going to have a pop round to the store today, and I will probably see it and go, yeah, that's it, and buy one. Because I do think I'm going to buy the new watch, because somebody I know recently just got one, and they were raving about how much, so slight difference, but all the difference.
Yeah.
Can I ask, does anybody here have a Series 1 or a Series 0?
I got a Series 0. Series
1. So your watch, Ewan, is thinner than the new one, just FYI.
Yeah, but I think the elongation...
but I'm just telling you, yours is physically thinner than the four.
He's doing it again. He's memorizing the size of the device.
Exactly. Yeah. Good point, Joe.
No, I just heard that stat, and it's funny because Apple, you know, is making a big deal about the thinness, but everybody forgot that when they brought out the Series 2, when they added the GPS, they had to make it thicker. So it went thicker. And now they've made it thinner again, but it's not the thinnest it's ever been, which is funny to me.
You know what's going to happen, don't you? He's going to get the UPS man turn up later. He's going to be sitting out the front. He's going to go, Mr. Christian. He goes, I have no idea. But I'm telling you, that phone is...
It's not that big a difference.
So that's exactly the point, though, Doc, is like so many people are coming, oh, it's so thin, it's so much thinner, it's, you know, and I'm just
But you
like,
haven't got a watch 4, have you, Doc?
No, I'm saying this is my red dot from last year.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to the shop today and look at it, and I'll probably buy one, because that I fell in love with. I just didn't pull the trigger right away. I wanted to see the difference in my hand.
The other thing that I think is important with the phone is in the UK... We've only got Vodafone and EE, which will give you the cellular services. So there's no other phone providers in the UK will give you cellular service for the watch. And the other problem is that you guys have still got to wait for the ECG stuff, haven't you, for a while? That's not been passed through formally.
Correct.
And I don't know if that process has even started here in the UK. So the chances are, by the time that actually rolls around to come into fruition, right, you'll be on to the 5 anyway. I think it's a really risky buy at the moment. Not for America, but for the rest of the world, the 4 is a non-entity almost.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure they've started it, but you never know how long that's going to take. It just depends on the body.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you skipped
the Series 3 and you want the cellular, I mean, at this point, then that would be the reason to get it, right? And then the ECG is going to be enabled at some point. So it's more you just don't want to wait and you want the cellular. For whatever reason, you skipped the 3, right?
So is the bomb. Absolutely. I didn't think I would really use it. I thought it was kind of, you know, weird Dick Tracy-y type thing. I thought it would be gimmicky, but I can't tell you how many times I've left the phone, gone all the way to Starbucks, and going, damn, I can't get coffee and I have my phone because you use the app, you know, the app pay. And of course I can pull cash out of my pocket, but I got like $400 in Starbucks credit because that seems to be the tip du jour nowadays. And I was like, oh yeah, you just pull up the watch, hit the little screen, you know, pay for your stuff, and then you're out of there. The other thing is getting the phone calls when you're out or riding my bike and getting much more accurate data. And yeah, like it's been super, super helpful. Like I really, really enjoy having the cellular service built into the
watch. I believe I'm going to need to double check on this, but I think Apple Pay still works without the phone being present.
I dropped my phone recently.
Even without cellular.
Yeah.
Say again, Patrice.
I said I forgot my phone at home recently and I still could use Apple Pay, so it definitely works.
But the Starbucks isn't Apple Pay. It's the credit.
Starbucks is their own thing.
You just hit the app and it pulls up your barcode, but it pulls your credit from your...
Question from Deepan. Who's tried the walkie-talkie app on the watch?
I have it enabled. I have not used it yet.
Well, you said you thought I'd tried to.
Somebody sent me an invite from a UK number and the notification came up and I missed it. And when I went back, there was no way to get back to it. So I would have approved it, but.
Well, some lunatic. Probably Muller.
And I can get rid of him. But it's on my watch. If you want to try it, you can. I've heard it's hit and miss from some people.
Yeah. I haven't got a watch that. I think I've got a 1 in steel and I had a 0 in steel and the 0's defunct now. So that's the end of it.
Does the walkie-talkie feature work on all the Apple Watches?
Everything will run watchOS 5. So the only one that won't work on is the Series 0.
Not the 0. Yeah. Feel sorry for all the people that bought a $10,000 watch.
They can't use walkie-talkie now.
But no longer afford to
buy another. There's like almost nobody that bought one of those doesn't have the cake to just buy another one.
That's not the point. I'm sorry, that's a throwaway. Environmentally, to obsolete the watch after 3 is wrong. I'm not going to get into a rant. Okay. Environmentally, we've got so much stuff that we're chucking away and manufacturing stuff, using up resources. The last thing you need is a watch that's obsolete after 3 years. I'm sat here. Mm-hmm. I've got a 25-year-old watch on my wrist, and it's beautiful.
And then again, we buy a new phone every year or two.
Yeah, but I keep the old ones, and we do the hand-me-down thing, so I do me a bit for recycle, don't I? So I can't feel too bad.
Well, the same thing probably happens with the watches. They're not fully recycled usually.
But you say that, but you look at the OS 12. iOS 12 was just really, really given a real shot in the arm to the 6. So it's you know, they have got an ability not to obsolete prolifically, and yet they're not taking it. So
yeah, but I mean, you're kind of contradicting yourself now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. I said it's not any different than the iPhone, and you said no, it's not, and then you mentioned the iPhone 6.
No, it is. So. It is, because the iPhone is not being obsoleted as fast as the watch was. That's 3 years.
Hold on. I got a walkie-talkie from Doc.
Oh, here we go.
What, dude? We're doing a show.
Patrice, stop whining.
Oh, that was fantastic feedback. Everyone on audio is going to love that. Thanks ever so much to... T TSO hosts, because they do all the stuff that we need to keep this thing afloat. We couldn't be doing this show without them. Please give them support. TSOhost.com if you would like to get any of your stuff for hosting on there. Now, the best bit is if you do, then all you've got to do is register with them and use the offer code BTN20. If you use the offer code BTN20, you get 20% off all of your hosting services with them, which means that you get a fantastic discount for swapping over to them, and you support the British Tech Network, and they know that we sent you, and it all works brilliantly. Thanks, everyone. Whoever that was. So please support them, and make sure you take to Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and that kind of stuff, and say thank you to @TSOhost for supporting @BritishTech, because we would be stumped without them. Same thing goes for Wirecast from @Telestream. Please send them a message saying thanks very much. It's a great piece of software. It allows me to do all of this stuff, all the keying out, all of the remote switching with the five guys here to do stuff with the camera coming in. You can do pan, tilt, zoom, that kind of stuff, and use it remotely from using Wirecast. It's incredible. If you've got a club that wants to do a live broadcast to members that are no longer present, then it's absolutely ideal. Check that out. And thanks also to Hoya. I've got my Unikus on, and Mr. Campion came by last night, and he got his new Unikus, and they'd arrived. And that was him on the software looking at what they're going to look like on him. And actually, they looked exactly like that when we got it on, which is incredible. Check out Unikus. Go to podcast.hoya.co.uk if you'd like to find out more about where you can potentially get measured. Great. Time for the cool thing then. Start us off, Doc.
Ooh. I got two. One's really fast. I just want you to check it out. The old MacPhone guys, now called Skyloom, are dropping a new HDR software coming up again. It's Aurora HDR 19. It's pretty badass. One of the things that they've added this go around is something called the Smart AI. And they've added the ability to make HDRs not really look like HDRs. And what I mean by that is some people just ramp their 7 image together and then do a bunch of tweaks, and the image looks like it was hand-drawn by a drunk Peter Warhol. Now, with their new AI software, you can kind of calm it down and make it look sort of realistic or more realistic. And you can go to their website real quick at skyloop.com and check out Aurora, like the Borealis, HDR 19, and you'll see some of the before and afters. I've been playing with the beta, and it's quite amazing, especially with my astrophotography stuff that I've gotten myself addicted to. Now, my real pick, I talked about this months ago when they first announced it, maybe beginning of the year, like January, and it took forever to finally come in, but it's finally come in, and I'm in love with it. This guy right here is known as my Movi. It's a cinema robot, and it was really cool. It comes in this dope hard case. It seems to be like a impregnated styrofoam. It's pretty well put together, but that's it. It comes in a single piece. You don't have to do any weird singing and dancing to get your phone popped in, which, based off my old Osmo, I kind of hate it. So it just goes like that. And it has a little squeezy guy. The squeezy guy can just grab a phone, pop it right in. It literally takes seconds to pop it in. And then about 5 seconds of balancing, because it's easy now. And then you turn it on. And then when you turn it on, the guy wakes up as soon as I unlock it, and boom, she's ready to go.
Even though you're not centered.
Yeah, look at that.
That's pretty cool.
And it is amazing. So for people who are not familiar with Firefly, Freefly, these are the guys that make the real gimbals, not, your little, I got a DJI drone kind of thing. They make the monster gimbals that you see in any movie with Jason Statham or any, Abrams film or whatever is like that. So what they've included is a bunch of those Hollywood camera moves. So, for instance, one of my favorite things that you can do with it is something known as an echo mode. So say I make it out to the UK, and then we go to London, and I want to do a sweep up of say Big Ben. I can set point A at the bottom, set point A at the top, tell it I want to take 10 seconds to do that move, and it will either do it by itself sitting from the ground, or when I press the trigger, I just move my hands up and it's automatically doing the tilts at the same time for you. It has a movie lapse mode, a time lapse mode, a thing where you set it on the ground because it does lay flat, which a lot of the other ones don't do. Mm-hmm. Because it lays flat, you can tell it to follow you. So when you go to do your vacation movies or just even shoot a quick YouTube video, it will follow you as you're moving around the room versus having to, you know, stand there and crop, shoot in 4K and crop to where you are, which is what I really do. But really super, super sick gimbal. Like, it's nice to see these things grown up. And yeah, it's $300. It's not the $100 smooth gimbal you can buy from Instagram, but it will run circles around those cheap ones. And including my other, my Osmo is crap compared to this. The last thing that I really, really like about it is it uses your standard batteries. These are not double A's, but these are what you find in a vape box or tons of stuff. A lot of AV gear use these. So I can easily buy a set of extra batteries off the market for like $25. And it charges with USB-C, so it's quick.
Cool.
Nice. I'm gonna buy it.
Like that. What price?
$299.
That's not too bad. Good one. Adam, what have you got for us?
I have a quick little app for stitching together screenshots on your iPhone. So, you know, your iPhone, if you wanted to take a picture of a long scrolling screen, this came up. I wanted to take the awards that I got in the activity app, and they span multiple screens. So the way this thing works is it's really simple. The app is free with ads, and I think they watermark it. And if you want to remove that stuff, it's $2.99. But you just take your screenshots as you normally were in a sequence. So you scroll, you know, take a screenshot, scroll down, take a screenshot, scroll down. And you want to have, I learned this the hard way, but you want to have about 25% overlap roughly. So a good healthy overlap, but you take all the screenshots and then you just open up this app. It will automatically detect that last batch of screenshots that you took and stitches them together into one big long image. And that's it. I mean, that's all it does. It does not have any like extra settings or features or anything. And that's my only complaint about it is I wish you could go back and select the screenshots that you want it to try to stitch together. You can't do that. You have to take a sequence and then go to the app and it's all automated. So, but again, it's free. If you don't mind having ads and a watermark, if you want to remove that stuff, $2.99. And it's called Taylor.
TryTaylor.com.
Yep.
Excellent, mate. Good pick. Chuck, what have you got for us, mate?
I don't think I've mentioned this on the show before. If I have, I apologize, but it'll just be an update. Our company is about to do an event next week where we're going to have a panel discussion, and I'm going to use something called Switcher Studio to do a 3, maybe 4 camera shoot of this using iPhones and iPads only. It's a great, let me put the link in the chat. It's a great app service kind of thing where you will put use your phones, use your iPad, pick up, you know, some of your friends' iPhones and iPads and press them into service temporarily. But you have multiple cameras all tied together. It's basically a video switcher that you then load on. You designate one device to be the switcher and to run everything. You can do titles in it. You can do this nice, easy transitions, wipes, and dissolves and all. And it's very visual. And, of course, you can use it to stream to Facebook and YouTube. That we won't be doing that. But one of the great new additions to it is that now comes with a director mode where you can record. And you can take all of your video streams, dump them straight into Final Cut for editing in a multi-camera format. So it's just, I love it just because it's $30 a month. You get a discount if you subscribe longer. But for $30, you know, I can turn it on. I don't need it all the time. But when I need it, I buy the subscription for $30. And now I've got this amazing TV studio right in my iPad. And the cameras are cheap. In fact, I can borrow people's phones or iPads and press them into service. And if you had something on Doc's gimbal, you could take that and walk it around and have it feeding back, or we're just going to use static cameras. But it's really something that if you have any interest in this, play with it a little bit. It's so powerful. I know I'm not using all the features of it. I want to dig into it more because I know there's more I can do with it. But it's really interesting. Something spectacular.
It's got screencasting as well on it, so it's not just about the camera. It's about the right. If you're receiving it on a screen, you can use the screen.
Yep.
Image. And, yeah, that's very cool. Then,
yeah, send that out. So,
as used by BBC Sport allegedly, and NBC Golf, and NASCAR.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt in my mind.
And Texas Instruments, are they still a thing? God. I had a watch by them.
Yeah. They make amazing calculators.
they did calculators and watches.
They also make actually chips, for, as far as I know, for the iPhone.
Yep, they do.
Well, I never. Thank you, Chuck. Good pick, mate. I'll have a play with that. You get a 14-day trial with it, don't you, so?
Yes, you do.
That's
yes,
pretty cool.
Tell them I sent you.
Put all the old iPhones instead of giving them to your kids. Sorry, kids. I just set up a new Switcher Studio.
Well, what's the oldest iPhone it'll run on?
Hey, look at it. It's I just looked at it seconds ago. Dang it, what'd I do with that? It goes back. It goes back a ways. I was kind of mind blown by that. 5S.
I'm gonna be using a 6, so I know it'll go at least that far back.
It's 5S. I'm looking at the screen. 5S. And then iPad back to Mini 2 and then Pod 6th generation.
Wow.
Even Pod.
Even the iPod, yeah. That's pretty cool.
That good 480 look.
Yeah. Patrice, what have you got for us?
So I thought I'd balance out all the app and gadget picks with a book, actually, by Lisa Brennan Jobs, one of Steve Jobs' daughter, the oldest. It is a really good book. So I bought the audiobook on Audible because that's usually how I read books nowadays, or I listen to books nowadays. There have been some stories out there about like the family saying, yeah, but it's not accurate, blah, 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 or they don't like how Steve Jobs is portrayed. I still found it very entertaining. It is a really good book. I don't know what is true and what is not. I think it shows a human side of both Steve Jobs, but also, her daughter and herself. I mean, it is more about Lisa struggling with her family, really. I mean, or with her families, because it's like, I mean, she has kind of, well, a mother, a stepmother, a dad that sometimes pays attention to her and sometimes completely ignores her, and also, yeah, her life. I mean, how she is struggling with a lot of personal issues. And it is a really, really good book. And as I said, I don't know how accurate it is. In some areas, it matches with what we've like heard from other people. In some areas, there is something new. It doesn't focus on like the public story. So you won't hear any or much about like Apple's announcements and Next. I mean, she mentioned like offhand a comment here and there where she was like, I went to the office at Next and did this and that. But for the most part, it focuses on her story and her struggles. So it is a really good book, and it's both available on Audible as also a hard copy. And I'm pretty sure it's also on Apple Books if you want to buy it there.
Yeah, I mean, she put up with an awful lot of being rejected by her father, I suppose. So it is her story as well. That's the thing, is if you want to have a go at her, sorry, you can't.
I was gonna buy this on iBooks. It's super expensive. Like, it's cheaper to get the hard copy version from Amazon.
Okay.
It's crazy. The audiobook might even be cheaper.
The audiobook's $30, mate. It's twice as expensive as the hard copy.
I believe the book, the ebook was $27.
Right.
Yeah, here it's, the audiobook is $14.95 on Audible, or one credit if you have credits.
All right.
Bye.
Good pick, mate. Have you got anything for us, Daisy?
Yes, I do have a pick.
Good lad.
As the nominated tech guy for my family and friends, I'm sure that everyone else has that same thing as well.
Yep.
So like when I visit a family or friend's house, they let me settle in, and then 15 minutes later, they, could you help me with this or fix this and that? So a lot of times I just check the phone and check their iPads and just making sure that they've got a backup. And a lot of times I haven't. So one of the easiest things to do is I download Google Photos, and I just explained to them that as long as it's running in the background, it's going to back up all the photos.
From the roll,
yeah. And that solves a lot of issues with them running out of space on the phone as well. So I find that's a good tip. So in the Google Photos, once it's synced all the photos, it actually tells you in the app that you can delete the photos on your phone.
Right.
Because it's backed up all on Google Photos. So I think that's a really good tip. And I think that actually could save money in the future as well. So instead of them keeping all their photos on the devices, and then when they go to buy another device, they're trying to spend more money on extra storage, Google Photos could be a way for them to save money as well.
Excellent. Good pick, mate. Thank you very much. Patrice has typed in the Slack room, in the chat room, delivery truck is in my air. I might get it soon. But nine time for this podcast, mate.
nope.
My cool thing, I want to reinforce actually something that James Rickards did last week, because we all did a thing where I said, okay, so what's the best wireless charger that you can get? And I saw the Anker one, and I was like, wow, I'm buying the Anker one. The Anker one's great. So I'll have the Anker one at the office, and then I'll have the Senio one that James recommended at home on the nightstand. And I've got to say, I've never slagged off an Anker product, and I'm not going to slag this one off, but I'm going to say it's not as good, which is something to say because Anker products are brilliant. It's not as good as the Senio one. The Senio one is £10.95. It's cheaper, and it's a far better one. And you get this whole bar across the bottom, which lights up. So in the middle of the night, if you've lost contact with your charge or something like that, it shows up dead easy, and it works far better in landscape. Whereas when I turn it in landscape on the Anker one, because it's just that fraction narrower, it sometimes misses the charging point. So the Senio is absolutely brilliant. Available from Amazon, $10.95. Senio fast charge, and it is quick. Sorry?
Does it have a fan?
A fan?
The Anker one has a fan to keep your phone cool, so that way it doesn't overcharge. Fan, F-A-N, you know, fan, like how much you love me.
Fan, man, but there's no fan on this. On the Anker one I've got here has got no fan on it.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. I promise you it doesn't.
Well, I got one. You didn't buy the one I told you to buy then. See this? Look at that.
Yeah,
see
no, that's not the one that came up in the UK store.
Those are fans. And it not has a whole like circuitry inside designed to check the temperature of your phone and keep it cool down and whatever. So you barely hear it. It's super quiet. It's like it's Apple design fan, but the technology in here is much safer for that $1,000 thing you just spent over slagging off another extra $10 for a better charger. This charger is better. I'm sorry. It's the cooling, bro.
I looked for the Anker charger after you said buy the Anker charger from Amazon. I did what you said, but the Anker charger that I got in my Amazon store doesn't have a frigging fan on it. And you didn't mention a fan.
You bought the wrong one. So this one, I think Adam has this too.
No, right? I have the cheap little desk one.
Oh, yeah, no, this one's the bomb, dude. This one changes everything, and it does work perfectly in landscape mode, upside down, whatever. But that it's basically just circuitry designed to keep you from jacking up an expensive phone.
I got one of these. This is doing nothing.
This was $8, I think, or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. That Anker one is cheap.
I've never slagged any of your picks off, you bugger.
I'm just no, wait. I was thinking about the lens in the Slack room.
I wonder if we're going to finish this show before the clocks change. Where can we get a hold of you, Doc?
Changing the clocks. That's my job. I'm going
to
change the
Shut
clocks.
Up and tell me where you can get a hold of you, because Chuck's got to go back to work.
All over the internet at DOCROCK and the Solid Podcast at Solid.fm. Thank you.
Hello. He's going to hang up now before the end of the show because he's pissed off on me. Adam, where are you, buddy?
Maccast.com, Maccast on all your favorite social medias.
Excellent, mate. That's the way it should be done. Chuck, where are you, mate?
Everything is at MacVoices.com, and you can find me on Twitter as @ChuckJoyner. Thanks for having me, as always.
On a long lunch, as ever. Sorry, mate. Patrice, not last.
As always, everything I do on ThePatrice.com.
Excellent, mate. And last but by no means least, AZ.
I'm on Twitter as @AZ, AYZLE, and my website is AZ.TV, and that's my YouTube channel as well.
Excellent, mate. We'll have to have you back on. You need to talk a bit more next time, though.
I'm easing myself in.
Yeah, mate, being polite like all the first timers, it just doesn't work.
It'll go away soon.
Yeah, good. My name's Ewan Rankin. Get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. You can follow the network on @BritishTech, and you can follow my Instagram at Kozel Studios. Because that's where this is. And I've just painted my white room with a nice hard epoxy coat. It looks absolutely gorgeous. You can come and have your photo taken. We'll see you next week. Shows are on Friday next week, both of them. And they're going to be Google Hangouts because I've got to be at home because the wife's away sparring herself. She's having washes and facial scrubs and all that kind of stuff. So I'm at home with the kids. Have a great week. Thanks for listening.